come on, when it comes to mastering the English language, we all like poking a little bit of fun at our American cousins now and again, don't we?
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We know exactly what you meant, Mr. President. But it seems when it comes to Americans pronouncing the great towns and cities of the United Kingdom, including many here in Herefordshire and Worcestershire, they're having a few problems getting their teeth in.
Worcestershire? Now that sounds fancy.
It's Worcestershire.
Like the sauce?
Mmm.
It's spicy!
Yes, yes, you're right. That's completely unfair. Donkey is a fictional cartoon character from Shrek. Well, a real-life American, well, they wouldn't have a problem saying Worcester, would they? Surely not.
Worcester. I grew up, there was a town near me spelled this way, and we said Worcester.
Well, such is the problem our Yankee friends are having asking for directions or simply avoiding ridicule. Internet giant Google have moved to patent an app which uses locals saying the places where they live, a little bit like this.
Llanfairpwll Gwynghus Gogerys Windrobwll Llandysilio Gogogoch.
Llanfairpwll Gwynghus Gogerys. Side time to hear from an American trying to say English place names, or Welsh place names for that matter. Step forward again, US Science Friction presenter Rusty Ward trying his luck on the Anglophenia YouTube series.
Cirencester, named after Cersei Lannister. Derby, as in the Kentucky Derby. Mary LeBone, Leominster.
Enough, enough already, Rusty, enough. You're in the George W. Bush school of getting things right, young man. And of course, you would never hear a British politician getting it so horribly, horribly wrong, would you, Shadow Business Secretary Chucker Umunna?
I doubt it. Most people on the streets in Hereford and Wichita, Hereford and Wichita, Hereford and Wichita,